Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Okay, talk prayer, pruning, and waiting.
Well, the prayer part is, obviously we should have a discipline and a habit of prayer all the time, but there's something about praying in the dark in the winter time where, again, you're not having a visceral or a ready face-to-face experience of the closeness of God, but in faith you're praying. And there's something about that, those prayers. Well, I just illustrated, my wife is one of the most amazing people of prayer I know. When she was going through this very difficult season that I tell about at the beginning of the book Spiritual Rhythm, she really got the place of thinking, what use is prayer? And somebody that she prayed with really, in a very gentle and loving way, challenged her about that. And so she began to just pray in faith through that season, dark season. What emerged out of that is a woman whose prayer life is so rich because it's not dependent on circumstances. And I think that's the power of praying in winter, that we're not simply praying because everything's going well, but we're praying in this confidence in the character of God that right now we're not experiencing. So that's a prayer. The pruning is simply, I already made a comment about that, that this is not the season to get busy, but it's a season to maybe do an inventory of things that you've been doing in your life that maybe at one point had a fruitfulness to them, but now it's just busy work. And that might be there might be a few committees that you step off of in this season. And then waiting. And, honestly, Susie, I just at some point for your listeners, if they're in a winter, to simply pull up a concordance and look at how many references there are to both the persevering and waiting in Scripture. And it's clear that God does something in the waiting. Those who wait upon the Lord will soar on wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That something happens in the waiting that can't happen if things come too fast and quick to us.
You know, something I've learned over the years in that waiting season is this, that because we're waiting on something from His hand, we're waiting on a breakthrough. But what I've learned in those times where He made me wait longer than I wanted to was that any gift from His hand pales in comparison to knowing His heart, and that truly He is the greatest gift. And I don't mean that in any cliche, in the deepest way. When I now am in an in-between season, I see it as an opportunity to cultivate intimacy in a much, much deeper way, that He makes me wait because He's making me ready. This isn't just abide your time. This is a lean in, cup your ear, and listen, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Christ is both the giver and the gift.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.